With your Ag News, I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich. It's off to the Black Hills National Forest, where trees are being planted to help fill the forest back in after the Jasper Fire in 2000. Details on that story, but first a word from our sponsor.
Let's talk about my good friends at Riverside Building Center in Lisbon, the Tri-State's premier manufacturer of one-piece movable homes. They take the hassle out of home building. They have lots of unique floor plans to choose from, or you can custom design your own. You'll work with the same person from the start to the finish, and Riverside Building Center delivers these premier homes from Minnesota to Montana. Stop by today to see these beautiful homes or visit them online anytime at rbclisbon.com, where you can buy everything from a hammer to a house. That's rbclisbon.com.
The Jasper Fire burned over 83,500 acres throughout South Dakota's Southern Black Hills National Forest in 2000. Scott Jacobson, Public Affairs Officer with the U.S. Forest Service, says since 2002, foresters and crews have been replanting trees to help the forest fill back in.
It was the largest recorded wildfire in Black Hills National Forest history, and so it was a stand replacing fire. In other words, it pretty much wiped up most all the trees on the landscape. And so fire happened in August of 2000, and it burned so hot in the month of August, obviously, that it really neutralized, you know, the seed source in the soil. And so there was just no chance of any, you know, regeneration or trees that would be coming back from that fire. So we've been planting, well, I think it's like 22 years now we've been planting, and we plant about 150,000 little baby seedlings on about 400 acres each year. And so trying to do our part to get some more trees growing back in that part of the forest.
Jacobson says the replanting effort got a boost on April 12th.
Ponderosa pine is the predominant species of pine on the forest. Those are the trees that burned, and so we're basically putting ponderosa pine back on the landscape. Those trees actually come from pine cones in the area. We hire a contractor, and generally each year, and the contractor will go out and collect cones off these trees, and the cones are shipped down to the Bessie Nursery down in Nebraska, and they get the seeds out of the cones, and then they...
He says each contract employee plants about 1,000 trees per day. With your Ag News, I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich for the Growing Harvest Ag Network.